live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And it is the Saturday edition. We're here taking your calls about anything, though callers for our special guest will be given priority, at least while we have him on the line. His name is Mark Emery. You might have heard of him as the Prince of Pot, and he is with us from his home in, I believe it's Vancouver. Is that correct, Mark?
In downtown Amsterdam. Yeah, I'm at the Mark Emery Cannabis Culture Headquarters. It's a store. You can hear the Bob Marley in the background.
The Mark Emery Cannabis Culture Headquarters?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's been a little while since we've had you on the program. And
It has.
We like to check in with you from time to time, especially as there is a new development in your case, because, well, you're an internationally wanted criminal mastermind, Mark. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners who may have never heard of you before?
Well, my Clark Kent persona is by day I'm a political activist and a bookseller all my life since 1971. So it's about 38 years now I've been selling books and magazines. But I've always been a political activist, and then I came up with this brilliant idea of overgrowing the government in 1990 as a way of dealing with the prohibition and its severity on the people of North America. So I raised lots of money. I sold all these seeds to people so they could grow good cannabis, and we took that money and we gave away $4 million to jumpstart dozens and dozens of activist groups and movements now that are quite busy in our culture. And seed money that went to many, many places. In the early 90s, there was no movement of any sorts, really, for the legalization of marijuana, the end of marijuana prohibition. And, of course, now we have hundreds and hundreds of lobbies and due to technology like the Internet. But also, we gave away millions of dollars in the 1990s and early part of this decade. And it bore a lot of fruit, but it attracted the attention of the DEA. So they've basically called me the most wanted man in all of Canada and one of the top 50 most wanted in the world. And a lot of it stems from an animosity the U.S. Justice Department has towards me. John Walters, the drug czar, came here to Vancouver in November 2002, and he was heckled extremely during a speech he gave here, and he was humiliated, and an investigation was launched against me right after that.
Wow.
And in Karen Tandy, when I was arrested in July 29, 2005.
That's the head of the DEA, right?
Head of DEA, yes. She went out of her way to mention on 5 occasions all the political activity I was doing. She would say, Mark Scott Emery, a founder of a legalization group in Canada, and calling my magazine, Cannabis Culture Magazine, a propagandist magazine. It was really amazing that a government agency head would be calling some private entity out there that's struggling in this censorious environment and calling us a propagandist magazine. But anyway, this is really just flattering how powerful we've been as a grassroots campaign. Over the last 15 years, we have propped up and given money to so many groups around North America and the world for cannabis legalization, libertarian politics, and a variety of other freedom initiatives and what have you.
I've been an
Ayn Rand acolyte for 30 years. I'm celebrating 30 years of Ayn Rand being the most influential person in my life.
Excellent. Well, we're celebrating ourselves this weekend. We're celebrating Free Talk Live hitting its 50th radio station in the United States, and hopefully one of these days we'll break into Canada and get some Canadian stations to pick us up.
Well, for the benefit of your listeners, I will be delivered to a Seattle federal court Monday, September 21st, to face a 5-year sentence for selling seeds by mail.
This is the big news, adults. Right? I mean, this is the latest part of your story. I mean,
and of course, I was threatened with huge penalties if I challenged them, because there was 3 charges: conspiracy to manufacture, conspiracy to distribute, and interestingly enough, all the money I gave away, the $4 million to all these activist groups, drug addiction clinics, class action suits against the federal government, mm-hmm. Supreme Court challenges, all that sort of stuff. $4 million a year, that's called money laundering. It has a 10-year mandatory minimum.
Wow.
So all my campaigns to help the cannabis culture ultimately are interpreted by the federal government as money laundering and as a 10-year mandatory.
So that's confusing to me, Mark. It's money laundering. I don't understand their laws. It's so difficult. You try to read one of them, and it's like just madness.
Either.
Oh, yeah, they don't care either what they say. But when they say money laundering, I always thought the idea behind money laundering was you've got a bunch of money, but you garnered it through underground channels, and so you have to launder it through legal channels
in order to put it back into
your pocket.
And normally you're concealing that, too. You see, I pay taxes on all that money, and everybody in Canada knew what we were doing, and income tax here knew what it was doing. Everybody was collecting money out of the pie. The federal government got tons of money out of all that money that was in. So here's the thing: everybody's involved in Canada. Everybody's aware of it. Everybody's on the getting their share of it. So it's not being laundered because it's being spent transparently and given away transparently. We published where we were giving it away.
If the money doesn't go back into your pocket, you haven't laundered it. You've given it to people. That's charitable, as far as I'm concerned.
But the law is such a wide latitude that allows the federal government to basically claim one. So then, and then when they go and Lou Dobbs and say Mark Emery is responsible for 100,000 pounds of marijuana for every year he was in business. So I was in business for 11 years. So now they're saying, that's 1.1 million pounds of marijuana worth $3 billion. And all this hyperbole, so you know that they wouldn't be prepping the judge for a low end of the scale.
Yeah. By the way, I consider that amount heroic, Mark. Congratulations.
Well, I mean, very few people are able to bring billions of dollars to their community. I mean, normally, if we lived in a rational society, I would have got the Medal of Freedom, of course.
Yeah.
But as a consequence, I have about 43 days of freedom left before I'm putting some U.S. federal penitentiary, and largely for aliens, I may add. So a much worse one than would be typically afforded even American incarcerated.
Oh,
because there's only, for example, in California City, which is all for aliens, as they call them, there's 9 Canadians and over 1,000 Mexicans, including many gang members. So, they're on lockdown almost all the time. There's violence in there. And that's where they plan to, I would think, put me.
Now, Mark, you've been to jail before, I imagine, right? Because you've done a lot of civil disobedience.
Yeah, bad things happen to people in Canada, too. I was sentenced to 3 months in jail for passing one joint. Which, by the way, I have been arrested for marijuana 23 times and jailed 17 times in 8 out of 10 provinces, I may add. But convicted very rarely, and almost all of it for civil disobedience. I've been jailed a lot and never had charges against me, or jailed and never been convicted. The most serious offense I have that I've ever been convicted of would have to be passing one joint. I got a 3 months jail sentence for trafficking in one joint. And then I've given away half a gram of hash to an American tourist. And I got banned from the downtown of Vancouver for a year for that. And I've been convicted of selling bongs and selling seeds. And that's it. Actually, I'm promoting bongs, too, and promoting seeds. I don't even know they're in the criminal code or why. But, that's it. And then all the rest of them were smoking a bong or a big joint in front of the police station.
The summer of what tour?
Summer of legalization. Well, courts had started saying that there was no marijuana law in Canada, and I agreed with that decision by some courts. So I went across Canada, and in every jurisdiction, smoked cannabis in front of the police station for the purpose of getting charged, so I could go to court to establish that the regime that was being enforced was wrong. And ultimately, I was proven right. All the charges against me all across Canada were dropped. And the courts admitted that marijuana was legal, but then they reinstated the prohibition.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the current legal status of marijuana, both medical and recreational, Canada?
There's a legal right to medical marijuana in Canada, but the government was ordered to provide it by the courts. So they thwart it with incredible bureaucracy, a hostility from the department that's supposed to manage it, Health Canada. And so they rarely comply with court orders that are always ordering them to do stuff. They are cynical about the program. The government has actually sells its own marijuana, but they only sell one very poor strain, and they sell seeds too, by the way.
Yeah, I heard that the quality of the marijuana sold by the government in Canada is basically ditch weed.
Yeah, only government can screw up.
What happened? The marijuana they grew was good at the Prairie Plant Systems Flin Flon Mine. I mean, we knew in every intimate detail what was going on there. But what they did at first was they put the entire contents of the plant through a chipper. So the buds would be ground up with stem stalks and things.
Gosh.
And that's why there were thousands and thousands of little bass fibers inside the pot. And the bass fibers contain a lot of potassium so that they are basically fireproof. So it was hard to smoke the pot. It was rough. Everybody hated it.
So they were just too lazy then to actually harvest the plants appropriately, as any marijuana grower would know how to do. I want to bring it back. You've got time for us, right? Can we have you up for the whole hour, Mark?
Sure.
All right. Awesome. We're going to come back more with Mark Emery. He is the Prince of Pot, one of the most dangerous criminals in the world, apparently, if you believe the government people. And it seems to me like he's a heroic, really nice guy. 800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number. If you've got a question for Mark Emery, he's on the line with us, and we'll take your calls and talk about what's going on in his case coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you specifically want to call that number at this time if you want to talk to our guest. His name is Mark Emery. You might know him as the Prince of Pot, the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, one of the 50 most wanted men in the world. We'll talk more with him here in a moment, but first I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there. We give it all away to you, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version of the program, and a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we go back to Mark Emery, he is on the line with us from his business in Vancouver, Canada, which he'll only unfortunately be there for a few more weeks as he prepares to be extradited. 21st. You're going to be extradited down to, you said, Seattle to begin a five-year stint in prison for, what are the charges again, Mark?
It will be a count of conspiracy to distribute marijuana, which in their case is my seeds becoming marijuana, theoretically, in some American garden somewhere.
So wait, it was just one count?
Well, it's going to be one count that I'm pleading to.
Gotcha. And how many did they come and hit you with? Because as we know, and I'm sure they do this in Canada, the cops in America are constantly just bringing people in, they're arresting people, hitting them with as many charges as they possibly can, and then offering them what they call a deal and backing it down to, you know, one or two charges. How many was it originally?
Three charges. But, you know, they all come with mandatory minimums, 5 or 10 years, and a potential financial penalties of, you know, $500,000, you know, whatever. Whatever they could convince the judge to do, whoever that might be. In this case, it's a Ricardo Martinez. And so, you know, when you're looking at that, I thought, well, you know, if I got sentenced to life imprisonment or any number of varieties over 20 years, which is equivalent to life imprisonment for someone my age, then I figured my wife wouldn't be able to see me again, and this would have a very deleterious effect on our ability to really continue, you know, acting on my behalf. If she never expects to see me again, that's an incredibly challenging premise.
Absolutely.
So accepting a five-year term, and then the hope is that I can get my supporters throughout the United States, Canada, to get me transferred back to a Canadian prison so my wife can visit me, for one, and not so much in the prison, but it's doubtful she'll be let into America to even visit me. And it'll be far, far away. I'll be in California or Texas or Florida or Georgia somewhere. And so, you know, basically, if I were to be transferred back to Canada, then I might be back out within a couple of years.
Now, how would it be that people could help with that at that time? What would be the appropriate way?
In Canada, it would be the Minister of Public Safety, a nice Orwellian name there. He looks after the prisons. And he would need to be encouraged to transfer me back to Canada. Because the Conservative government we have now, unfortunately, is a very much a Republican-style government. And they are not transferring the weed prisoners back from the United States, sort of as a way of punishing them. And so there would need to be some political pressure brought to bear on the Canadian government to get me transferred back. It used to be automatic for any Canadian prisoner in the United States system. But then also the American people will need to help me encourage the American Bureau of Prisons to expedite my transfer back to Canada. And also just to keep an eye on what happens. Hopefully if I'm mistreated, people would react in a negative way. Mm-hmm. You know, I have millions of supporters throughout North America. I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm probably the most recognizable person advocating the repeal of marijuana prohibition and the legalization of our plant and our people, of course, who go to jail for it. So hopefully if, you know, my basic safety could be assured simply because enough people know I'm there and would be upset if something bad happened.
We find that helps here in New Hampshire. As you know, the Free State Project is going on here that's encouraging hundreds, and then soon hundreds have moved. Thousands are moving.
By the way, what happened to that fellow, Mr. Carroll, who held the marijuana out front of the police arrested him in Keene, I believe it was.
Yep.
Although I might be wrong.
That's where we do the show, from here in beautiful Keene. Andrew is still living in the Keene area. I saw him just a little while back. You're talking about the guy that was arrested in January for holding a bud, just a single bud of marijuana.
And he's not public. He doesn't smoke marijuana.
Say again,
Mark. Punished for that?
He was punished, yes. The follow-up on that story is that they sent him to jail, I believe it was for 9 days. Because he refused to pay the $420 fine that they hit him with.
Oh, that's what will happen, too. They gave him a $420 fine? That seems a little on the peculiar. You know,
nudge,
like
nudge, wink, wink, right?
Yeah.
And the video is actually... The video, just to insert here, Mark, the video, the video is available of his trial at Freekeen, the Freekeen YouTube channel, and it's a very interesting trial in that the judge is definitely taking things in a sort of a lighthearted manner, but he still hits him with 9 days in jail and a $420 fine, and when you don't pay the fine, they put you in a prison cell.
Well, that's an admirable young man to actually back that up and go to jail for the full 9 days.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a real courageous guy.
Yeah, but how does he feel about that now that he's out?
I don't have him here to ask him, but I think he feels pretty positively about it. I know that he plans on running for state representative here within the next year in New Hampshire, so I'm sure he's going to use the name recognition that he got out of it to kind of go off into a political career.
And that's very effective campaigning, too, I would say. Put your principles on the line. Show you're willing to go to jail for your principles, that makes them automatically more trustworthy at age 18 or 19 than any established politician I know.
I know that he really appreciated you featuring his article in Cannabis Culture magazine, which we haven't really talked about. You are the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, cannabisculture.com. Tell me just a little bit about the magazine.
Well, the magazine actually started in 1994, and the same month that the World Wide Web debuted, so we came out, and of course, actually, from 1987 to 1995, literature about marijuana was banned in Canada, and that was one of the laws I actually helped overturn in 1995, so that High Times was not allowed into Canada, grow books were all seized. We went through a very regressive period in the 1980s where everything had to be undone since then here in Canada. And one of the things we had to undo was this ban on truthful material about marijuana. And so, anyway, since then, 1994, when we put Cannabis Culture magazine out, it went for 15 years, but we stopped publication a few months ago because in that time, because we've seen the advent of technology supersede magazines as effective vehicles of advertising and as effective vehicles of information. The problem is coming out every 2 months was okay every 15 years ago because there was not much out there. But now people want their information right away, regularly, and they don't want to wait 2 months. Journalists don't quote magazines anymore because no one goes to the library or goes to the newsstand to buy them. If they can't get it online, then to them it doesn't exist as a fact, or the information doesn't exist. So the thing is either we put it on when we get the information right away and compete with people in the digital era, or we continue to print the magazine and become a nice archival thing for a hardcore fan base. And it was losing $40,000 an issue for years. I mean, but my store has always like worked really hard and tried to earn more money than the losses accumulated. But the magazine was just a sinkhole, and it was a sinkhole for all our energy and all our money too, because we weren't updating the online component of the magazine nearly, because there was no energy left and there was no money left.
Well, it is still online, and you are updating the online website at this point.
We had two or three, four things, five things a day. We were still commissioning lots of stories from writers. We're paying people.
Mark, hang on. We're going to come back. All right, we're going to bring you back to your moments. Mark Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, the Prince of Pot, is with us. I know that people have been waiting patiently. We're going to take your calls coming up here shortly. 800-259-9231 if you want to talk to Mark. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No calls for our guest Mark Emery are going to be given priority at the moment. 1-800-259-9231. Again, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates, and they are the best way to keep in the loop as to what's going on with the show. The latest on Free Talk Live will be sent to your email box. If you're on the list, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on it free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex, and it tastes like the tartest sweet tart you've ever had. It's a vitamin and an antioxidant all in one. It includes the goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit, and these four superfruits contained in Choose for Health are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits in the world. You can get a free one-week sample by calling 800-219-8874. It's 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling, and you get a free week of this vitamin. 800-219-8874.
All right, 1-800-259-9231 is our number. We're talking with Mark Emery. He is the man behind one of the men behind the marijuana legalization movement, one of the most prominent, I guess, members of the marijuana decriminalization movement. I don't know how best to even describe you now. Your magazine is no longer a magazine. It's now a website.
Call me what the DEA called me, the Prince of Pot.
I like that one.
Right on the warrant for my arrest, it said Mark Emery, a.k.a. Actually, it said Mark Scott Emery, a.k.a. the Prince of Pot.
The Prince of Pot. So now, let's talk briefly for a moment here about how dangerous a man you are. Mark, you wanted to make a point about Mark here.
Yeah, I think that the other Mark. It needs to be said that Mark Emery may be one of the 50 most wanted men in the world, but he's never been charged with hurting anyone. No one has been harmed by this man, and that is how governments operate.
Well, that's a precisely thing, Ron. There are no victims here. There's not anybody complaining. There's no human being. It's merely the ideology of the United States and the pride of the U.S. Justice Department is all bent out of shape. Because probably what I boasted about all those years when I was running this peaceful botanical revolution was overgrowing the government. And the idea was that one man could nullify the evil of tens of thousands of people running around destroying plants and arresting people by simply helping replenish and recreate all those plants. So if one person could contribute to the futility involved in 10, 20,000 people wasting their time, then I thought that was a perfect way to operate a peaceful revolution.
Awesome. And certainly people like Gandhi have proved in the past that you can be the change you wish to see in the world, and indeed, one man who is dedicated to his viewpoint can really see some significant change in his life.
Well, it's a great idea, too, because people would send me this money. I would give out this money to all these different groups, since many of whom have gone on to quite some success. We achieved a great deal of things in our time in Canada, the United States, around the world. I mean, I gave money to the Israeli Marijuana Party, the Greenleaf Party, the New Zealand, Australian Marijuana Parties. We had rallies in Paris and London, England. I sponsored the global marijuana marches all over the globe with $35,000 a year from 1997 to 2005. You know, one of the great things we did is we launched this class action suit in Philadelphia against the U.S. federal government in 2002, and I paid to have 80 really crippled up, you know, badly misshapen people who are needing medical marijuana come up to the courthouse in Philadelphia from all over the United States, and I paid to fly them and get them there by train.
Wow.
And then I put them up, all 80 of them, in a hotel room, and, you know, that cost like $30,000 just for one weekend to have all these Americans testify in a federal court in Philadelphia. Now, we didn't win. I also paid for the Canadian Supreme Court challenge of our marijuana laws here in Canada. That cost $85,000.
Your activist history is just unprecedented, and you've done an amazing amount of work. And, of course, you're also a fan of civil disobedience. I know we've talked about that in the past. But let's go to some of these phone calls. I do want to get to what's coming up in the rally for the Principate. I want to definitely cover that tonight because that's on the way.
We need one of those in New Hampshire.
I absolutely agree, if not more than one. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk, because people have questions for you. Let's go to Lee, listening to WFLA in St. Petersburg, Florida. Lee, you're on with Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are you guys doing today? Mr. Emery, hello.
Hi.
I just want to say that I love Free Talk Live. I tell many, many of my friends and fellow workers about it. Second, I was arrested for felony marijuana, for possessing a half pound of marijuana, which I believe is a victimless crime, and I'm sure you guys believe it as well.
Bob Marley smoked a pound every week. I mean, that's just a small supply there.
Exactly. They ended up leaving me with the crappy weed, which was another half pound, and taking the good marijuana, which makes you wonder, right? My rights, that was over 10 years ago. My rights have been stripped away from me for the rest of my life. Now, if the government were to legalize cannabis, our entire society would be changed just for the better. I mean, taxes, energy needs, endless possibilities.
For me, the number one reason has to be the fact that a million people wouldn't be put in jail cells.
Exactly. And they were supposed to, you know, supposedly, you know, I don't understand. We have a government that just wants to stomp every right that we have and take them away from us. And cannabis is the most natural thing out there. I mean, how can you make something illegal that has nothing? It doesn't even have to be processed. I mean, this is the most natural drug. If Mother Earth did not give this to us for a purpose, then I have no other reason for it to be here. I mean, it boggles my mind the government can do whatever they want to, and I wouldn't be surprised if the government isn't, you know, going to be on my block tomorrow, you know, because of their ways. I mean,
Lee, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I don't know if you have a question for Mark, but you should probably get it out if you do.
Oh, okay. I think I read an article about you in Playboy, if I'm correct. Over you distributing seeds to everybody in America, they want to put you in prison for that. I mean, why? I don't understand. Why?
Thank you, Lee, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Well, Mark, why?
Well, here's the thing. The man made a number of assertions that are, of course, true. You know, how can government do these things? Well, government is the monopoly of the use of force. government isn't our friend, and government doesn't do anything for liberty. You know, and we even use the term when the government legalized it. Well, the government's going to legalize marijuana, you know, after we put them in a headlock, drag them down to the ground, and force it on them through the electoral system or public pressure or whatever it takes to get them to repeal prohibition. But government does not give up its control very readily. And the purpose of government, he referred to all those terrible things that are happening. Well, that's what government's all about. Government is about those terrible things. Government thrives on all those terrible things, the surveillance of people, war, welfare, you know, taxation, these horrible things that we all consider cancers to civilized society is what government is all about.
Yeah.
So, you know, that listener needs to understand that government doesn't do things rationally. They're not rational. They're irrational. They're the opposite of common sense. So how do we do that then? Well, I'm going to jail for 5 years for selling seeds. Sounds ridiculous because you can buy these seeds in California at any of these many hundreds and hundreds of dispensaries in California. In California, my friend Richard Lee at Oaksterdam University, I believe his company distributes 500 cuttings and clones a day to shops throughout the Oakland area under license by the city, and taxes are collected there. And seeds are sold in all these different medical marijuana cooperatives in California and stores, and lots of money is changing hands.
And yet,
all the money I collected, I gave away. Like, everything. I never owned a single. I paid taxes on all that money. That's why I'm not facing any charges in Canada. And I gave $4 million away to drug addiction clinics. Boy, lawsuits and class action suits and Supreme Court challenges and political party. I mean, it was just endless. That's $500,000 a year.
Mark, I want to sneak another call in if I can here. Let's go to Fred listening to WFTL in Florida. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Mark.
Hi, Mark. Good show. Enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. You're on with Mark Emery, Fred.
Yeah, Mark, I appreciate what you're doing, and I'll make it quick, and I'll give you a little background. I'll work backwards. My question is, are you aware that in Florida, I wasn't aware that in Florida you can grow up to 6 plants for yourself? Now, the reason, let me explain.
You're going to have to explain in a moment. I'm going to bring you back here. And I come from Florida, and this is news to me. I don't know if it happened within the last 3 years, but I think I would have heard about it if it had, because we stay pretty on top of the marijuana legalization news here on Free Talk Live. So I would caution anyone in Florida to not take this as legal advice.
Hang on. An attorney, and any advice he gives may not be construed as such by listeners of this station.
All right, more coming up here with Mark Emery. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girl, then the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spyville.com offers a wide range of personal protection products. Our experience in the spy and security industry allows us to provide you with quality security equipment at some of the most affordable prices you'll find. Spyville.com is your source for complete four-camera video systems starting at $499. Most of our customers install their own systems without the additional cost of an installer. A picture may be worth a thousand words, but live video tells the whole story, generally ending with a conviction. Check out our latest personal portable spy cameras, mini video cameras hidden in a keychain, a wristwatch, or even a cigarette lighter. These mini video recorders go anywhere and spy on anyone. Spyville.com also offers night vision cameras and night vision scopes. All of our products are available at Spyville.com. That's Spyville.com. Who do you want to spy on today? Spyville.com. Spy cameras and security equipment since 1997.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's the Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, especially if you have a question for our guest, Mark Emery. He's known more popularly as the Prince of Pot. He's about ready to face a 5-year prison sentence on a plea bargain from the United States, being extradited from Canada to serve that sentence. And we're going to get back to his story and what you can do to help here in just a few moments. Going to take your calls, though, while we get a chance at 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free there, but if you want to help support the show on a voluntary basis, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board. So exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, you can get on board for that at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to bring back Mark Emery from his office in Vancouver, his storefront down there. And are you there with us, Mark?
Oh, yes.
All right, welcome back. We're going to go back to Fred, who was on the line. Fred, you begun by claiming that the state of Florida is now allowing people to grow 6 marijuana plants. Can you clarify that?
No, let me give you a little bit of background. I moved down here back a year ago in February from New York. I have cancer. I'm in my 60s, and my wife has multiple sclerosis. The only way when we were living in New York, the only way she could sleep and still now would be, you know, having a couple of puffs of a joint. Same thing with me after my chemo. I moved down to Florida. I couldn't get any smoke. I didn't know anyone. So I spoke to my pool guy, and, of course, he gave me a couple of seeds, and he said, look, you're allowed to grow up to 6 plants down here. So as I'm talking to him, I'm looking at my 6 plants, and obviously in the back of my mind, when somebody comes to my home, I have to move them into the garage and put them away because of the fear.
Sure.
So for us, it's a life and death situation. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, if we're arrested or whatever. We, you know, we're both very sick people. So my question was the pool guy correct that we can grow 6 plants or incorrect?
The pool guy is not qualified to give legal advice.
I recommend is going to Normal's website. Mark, what would you suggest?
Well, I tell you what, I was just while in the intermission there reading Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org website, and they have a great state-by-state status update, as does Normal, by the way, as you know. But I go to Marijuana Policy Project because they're pretty up-to-date on what's going on. And, boy, Florida has harsh laws generally. I've just been looking at all the different – a new trafficking law now affects people with very small amounts of marijuana. They don't have a medical marijuana. They have the third highest – incarceration rate after Texas and California. 71,000 people in Florida are in jail.
Well, they got to do something with all the rednecks. They employ them somehow.
That's exactly twice the number of all Canadians in jail in Canada. We only have 36,000 people in jail here.
That is crazy.
And they have twice that amount in Florida alone. Are you a victim of Florida's harsh marijuana laws? It says here. So clearly, and there's absolutely nothing that provides for any legal amount of any kind, medical or otherwise. And in fact, Florida's been the most difficult place to get a medical marijuana law passed.
So, yeah, when I remember being down in Florida, I remember the growing penalty was harsher than the dealing penalty. So if you had, I don't know if it's still that way, but if you had several pounds in your house, it wouldn't be the same penalty as growing a few plants.
Every single medical marijuana patient in Florida continues to live in fear because Florida's penalties for possessing small amounts of marijuana are among the nation's toughest. You know, so there's absolutely no relief here whatsoever.
So sorry to tell you, Fred, your pool guy was just full of misinformation. Thank you for the call tonight. All right.
If you want to grow medical marijuana, move to California.
MPP.org is the website you're on there, Mark?
Yeah. Well, they have a state-by-state thing. I've decided a great website there. And, of course, they get good money. They got some of mine in the early days. And you can just put any state or any city in there and you can find out what's going on. That way, when people want to apply their energy to their specific neighborhood, that this allows them to do that. And speaking of which,
yes,
I would love it if any of your listeners wanted to hold a rally in their community in the United States on Saturday, September 19th, a rally on my behalf.
That's exactly where I wanted to go next. The article is on the front page of CannabisCulture.com right now. Free Mark Emery, Rally for the Principat, Saturday, September 19th. There's a lot of details there. There's a Facebook page. A lot of information is right there. But the idea is that these rallies will be happening 2 days before you'll be turning yourself in down in Seattle. So people getting together, hopefully around the world, to support you, right?
Yes, that's kind of the idea. And just to bring awareness of it, who knows, the judge might have a radical departure from the norm. And I don't know, it ordered me out of the country immediately not to come back or something. But anyway, it probably won't be as rosy as that, of course. But the important thing is to create the awareness. And one of the great things I learned in campaigning for Ron Paul, the greatest politician ever lived, and still living, thankfully, is putting signs to say, Google Ron Paul, when he was running in the primaries. For the uninitiated, and of course, people go home and they can get their kids to Google that name. And so, even signs that say Google Mark Emery and his work for freedom, or Google Mark Emery Principat, or any number of those things, will pull up a lot of my best videos from television and movies and interviews, as well as some of cannabis culture work and our website. So, those kind of signs at a rally on my behalf for 2 or 3 hours will be very helpful in the long run.
Now, would you recommend actually having these rallies in any certain location, like where there's a lot of traffic?
I would say a lot of traffic. You know, you can usually find a main courthouse, a police department, in larger centers, in a Canadian consulate, or a police headquarters, anything like that that represents the establishment or the system.
Now, Mark,
would be a courthouse.
How would you feel if there were instances of civil disobedience going on at these rallies?
Well, it depends. Here's the thing. Civil disobedience related to marijuana can be useful. I don't have an opinion on it because oftentimes non-civil disobedient rallies are more effective if you've got the media there and it's not an excuse just to smoke pot. Because a lot of young people in a lot of communities feel that they're not likely to get arrested if they smoke at 420 and do that. And I typically have no objection because I've gone to many, many rallies where we smoke lots and lots of marijuana. But for the purposes of any media that might come or for passers-by, if they saw older people holding nicely done signs in straightforward lettering that was easy to read and they were all dressed appropriately, that said, you know, Google Mark Emery, free the Principat, no jail for Mark Emery, something like that, then it would probably make a better impression on people than if they were smoking marijuana.
Okay. Fair enough.
If that's kind of civil difference. Now, if somebody wants to block a bridge on my behalf, that's different. But as to whether they should smoke marijuana, that's not the right time or place. That's a separate thing. Signs and a dignified decorum and some good chants, you know, let's all vote or else we'll never choke and stuff like that. You can have lots of fun with rallies. You can make it a lot of different things, right? It's an empowerment thing. It's an awareness thing. It's a rally against prohibition and the wars that we're facing in North America, Canada, the United States, at war, you know, war without end in the Middle East, Far East right now, as well as war at home. And we're expanding our drug war to Afghanistan and, You know, so there's lots of things that a socially aware group of people can do, and I would say smoking marijuana at those rallies might even be distracting. I think we should make it about issues of war and of conscience and of Mark Emery and of getting people out of jail all across the United States.
Well, I can certainly promise you that the activists around here have been itching for an excuse to do some sort of marijuana civil disobedience, so we'll have to put that off until next year. But we're looking at doing some sort of mass civil disobedience, and I know that's old hat for you up in Canada, but it just doesn't happen very often down here in the United States, so hopefully we'll see that happen at some point. But as far as your rally, I see what you're saying. Keep it focused on helping Mark.
Yeah, if you had some kind of civil disobedience, I like the idea of everybody standing out and holding marijuana at 420 or in some way, you know, putting themselves at risk. But you want to avoid the hedonistic concept that we're benefiting by our activity. Once people perceive civil disobedience as pleasurable or beneficiary in some way, then it no longer takes on the form of civil disobedience. It takes on the form of hedonism. So you've got to watch how that's interpreted whenever you hold a rally. That's why being dead serious and having lots of good, effective chants like that are repeated over and over again to all passersby and signs that really let people know in the space of a couple of seconds what's going on, those are very effective.
Hey, Mark, I just wanted to add something in here. I meant to mention it earlier, but we got sidetracked talking about Andrew Carroll, one of the activists who did hold the butt of marijuana in his hand. What I wanted to point out was that you had suggested that if people were paying attention to you as you were sitting in a U.S. prison cell, that that might help them in their treatment of you. And I had to say that I think is absolutely the case. We've seen that happen here in New Hampshire where a freedom activist will go to jail for some issue, whatever it might be. They'll go to jail, and the people on the outside, the hundreds of liberty activists on the outside that are paying attention, will do things like call the jail, call the police department, call the courts, inquire about your welfare, that kind of thing, send a whole bunch of letters. Our friend Sam Dodson was in jail for 58 days for recording video in a public court lobby and not giving his name to the police, and he received countless, probably a few hundred letters in that amount of time, and so having people on the outside knowing that you're in there is so invaluable. And it's so helpful, so I hope that works out for you, because I know they're not going to send you to a federal prison in New Hampshire, because they know what they'll get. So I want to thank you for coming on tonight. We're short on time. 10 seconds for final thoughts.
Well, I just hope people continue to fight the good fight for our freedom against drug wars, support Ron Paul and the Federal Reserve, and Google Mark Emery. Tell all your friends.
Please do that. Thank you, Mark. We'll talk to you again. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.